since, even when I was a girl, I would, anybody can be a nigger. If you got on somebody's nerves, I don't care who you were, what color you were, you was a nigger.
Uh-huh.
And nigger, too, is has come to mean action or how you're acting, a behavior more than a color.
Uh-huh. What kind of behavior is this?
Usually it's from immature, stupid, bad, or just, you know, hard, bad. It can mean anything. And it can also not mean any of that. It can just be another word, almost, with some blacks now. When they say it, you know what they're talking about just by the way it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
A nigger can be just like brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything bad at all. It just means how you know, you just move along through the conversation, expressing yourself, but you know how it comes off, and you know, just like any other word, just like I tell you, oh, shut up, you know.
Yeah.
And then if I'm really mad, I say, you shut up, you know, it's just like
it's
that.
Different, yeah.
It's different. So, but those are the words, and I've heard Negro mispronounced so much until I'm glad they started saying black, you know, because some people don't say Negro. They say everything but Negro, and I don't know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to mispronounce black.
Uh-huh. But they can surely mess up Negro, but that's about the way I feel about it. And I think that's the general attitude of all the words. Other than that, before black was accepted, but what really made the difference was black nigger. You know, black nigger, they call you old black nigger, you know.
What did that mean?
That was bad, usually that was bad. I mean, especially if somebody else said it.
Uh-huh.
If a white or a Mexican or somebody else said it, they meant it ugly, you know. They didn't mean it, in any, not even just in the fact, but usually if they took the time to call you a black nigger, they mean just that.
It was pretty insulting,
yeah,
in that case.
Mm-hmm. But that's about the size of it. But like I said, it's funny how words get to be accepted and how they get different connotations. And nigger is one, and black, those two words,
mm-hmm.
have really come to have different connotations through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you talk to some elderly people and they still say color today. Now I think it sounds country, and you know, anything sounds bad, but that an expression is to say it's just country, you know.
Yeah.
And they say color, and we say, well, what color was it, you know?
Yeah, that's what Mayshak said the other day. He said, well, the reason I don't like color is because you know what color it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all I can think of.
Okay,
yeah, those are about the worst, the really outstanding words referring to Negroes would be nigger and black.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are some real, that you know of, real insulting names that like whites or maybe Mexicans or somebody would have for blacks? You know, something they wouldn't call you to your face unless they want to pick a fight.
Nigger.
Okay.
Especially, the little Mexicans and whites too, they still expect that word to set you off, and sometimes it does, because some people are still sensitive about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when my kids call it, when they get angry with me, and they won't say it so I can hear it. They won't sit right in front of me, but they'll come back and say, nigga, you know. But I don't even hear it, you know. They're going to say it now, and they're going to say that until...
That's an ugly little thing.
Until they get used to you as just teacher, you know.
Yeah.
But when they're new, now, like when I go back this year, the ones that are used to me,